It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 18th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $62,632. ETH is up slightly at $3,047. Binance Coin is down 1% at $546. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. Binance is reportedly aiming to re-enter the Indian market by paying a $2 million penalty per sources cited in a report by India's Economic Times. The exchange plans to return as a registered entity complying with local anti-money laundering and tax regulations. In January, the Indian government banned 9 crypto websites, leading to the removal of crypto exchange apps from Apple and Google stores. Binance previously held around 90% of Indian investors' crypto holdings, estimated at $4 billion, but its dominance was attributed to non-compliance with local tax laws. Well, Safe, a crypto wallet infrastructure provider, has acquired Multies, a crypto treasury management platform previously backed by Sequoia. The former Multies CEO will now serve as network abstraction lead within the Safe ecosystem. Multies helps projects manage their treasuries by offering a centralized dashboard for payments and accounting. Safe specializes in creating multi-sig crypto wallets with around $96 billion in assets under management. Well, Sam Altman's WorldCoin is launching its own Layer 2 blockchain named WorldChain. This move aims to enhance efficiency as the project grows its user base. The new layer, set to debut this summer, will run on Ethereum and prioritize block space for verified human users. WorldCoin Foundation is overseeing the launch, although the project has been primarily driven by Tools for Humanity. And finally, Centrifuge, a platform for real-world asset tokenization, has secured $15 million in Series A funding. They plan to establish a lending market for RWAs on Coinbase's Base network, integrating with Coinbase verification for institutional access. The funding will drive product development to bridge traditional and decentralized finance for institutional adoption. This move reflects the growing interest in RWA tokenization as a valuable opportunity in the cryptocurrency ecosystem, aiming to tokenize various assets for greater liquidity and accessibility. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.